That is the With One Voice Community Choir in Brisbane singing a hakama there. That was a recent performance at the Children's Hospital, something that With One Voice can no longer do, of course, for the time being at least. It's well known that singing in a choir can boost a person's happiness and social connectedness. So what happens when the choir's spaces close and we're all shuttered indoors? Well, choirs improvise. Which sounds like it could be musically challenging, but that's exactly what's happened to the 22 choirs run by With One Voice that are scattered across the country. They've moved their get-togethers to Facebook Live, with choir conductors leading the singing directly into people's homes. Keeping a choir in time can be difficult at the best of times, but how hard is it when you're not only wrangling voices, but everyone's individual home internet connection as well? Well, Kath Mundy is the choir conductor for the With One Voice Choir in Brisbane, and she's on the line, hopefully not buffering now. Kath, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. Great to have you with us. Can we start just by covering a little bit of the philosophy behind With One Voice? It's an international organisation, isn't it?
It's based in Australia, mm-hmm. Actually based in Melbourne, and it's run by a charity called Creativity Australia. And this was founded by the wonderful Tanya De Jong AM.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, we've got a motorcycle racing past our house. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
and she's an amazing soprano, but also a social entrepreneur. And she founded Creativity Australia and started the With One Voice program, particularly to combat the epidemic of isolation, social isolation, and loneliness that she saw happening in society. So in 2008, she started With One Voice, and it's just taken off. There's now 22 different choirs around Australia, at least, and I think there's a couple overseas as well.
Sure, yeah. And you've been leading the choir in Brisbane for the past 6 years. Can you tell us about your members and what the experience has been like for you?
Oh, our members are very diverse, which is one of our specific goals. We want to have a diverse membership, so we want people from all walks of life. So we have some students, and we have migrants, refugees, people who've experienced severe trauma in their lives. We've got some people who have intellectual disabilities, physical disabilities, and we have fairly run-of-the-mill working people as well who work that 9-to-5 job and want to de-stress at the end of the day.
Sounds like everyone's welcome.
Everybody is welcome. And, you know, there's so many beautiful things that come out of having such a diverse membership. The most incredible friendships that would probably ever have happened if they hadn't joined that choir. People who would not normally meet. And then there's this just wonderful coming together and acceptance of each other for being exactly who we are. So it's a place where you can just be yourself and be accepted.
And as you said, though, the essence of it is or was coming together physically, getting together in one group to sing. I wanted to ask you, were you aware of the idea of online choirs before COVID-19? And when this, crisis kind of seems to have snuck up on us in Australia, where did you look for options to try and work out what With One Voice was going to do?
Well, it did sneak up on us. It was just like, bam, all of a sudden, okay, choir is cancelled. So the lead up to it, we decided, I think in the last week that we were together in a room, we knew that a lot of people weren't going to be coming because even though the government hadn't shut it down yet, a lot of people were already staying at home. So we decided that week that we would live broadcast, webcast our rehearsal at the City Hall, Brisbane City Hall, where we normally meet. So we had probably half the people that we normally had. We had everybody sitting big distances between them, dotted all around the room on single chairs, and we live webcast that rehearsal. Then the next week, bam, we're not meeting again. It's all over. So what can we do? Okay, well, we've already done a live cast. Why don't we do it from home if we can't all be together?
Which is really upping the ante, isn't it?
It really is. So it was a mad scramble to, for us personally, my husband works with me, he's our accompanist, And we just quickly transformed our music room into a webcasting studio, a few hurried trips to our local Bunnings to get better lighting and to get some stuff for a backdrop and things like that. And then wham, bam, there we were. We were live webcasting four sessions a week because I run some other choirs as well. So it was a very quick uptake of the technology that we have available, and we quickly worked out that Facebook Live was the best and easiest way for us to deliver that program online to as many people as we could.
Yeah, I'm interested in that. When you say as many people as could, obviously I suppose that's one of the main reasons that Facebook would be the place to go. Did you look at other alternatives? What was it about Facebook other than its reach that made it definitely the way to go for you guys?
I think it's the fact that it has this really great live function. Mm. So for us, we don't have a great internet connection here. So uploading pre-recorded videos, it was just not working. You couldn't upload a whole hour's rehearsal with any success. So it really was that we could record it live. It was going out at the same time as we were recording it. And then once we'd finished recording it, it's all already uploaded to the internet. So there's no problems with people being able to go and access it later. And that's another benefit. I think, you know, once we do get back together in a room, I'm really looking forward to that time. But when we do, we probably might keep the live webcasting of the rehearsal, because then it's there. If you miss that rehearsal, you can go and do it later, which is a wonderful resource.
Yeah, right. Okay. On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with Kath Mundy, choir director for the Brisbane With One Voice Community Choir. So, Kath, how does it actually work when you're doing first a rehearsal and then a live performance? What can members actually hear during the broadcast? How do you manage to sort of coordinate everyone and speak to people and get everyone in time?
Yeah, well, that's the thing with the internet, that I actually tried as a little trial using Zoom to run a rehearsal, the video, the conferencing. And because of the latency, there's like a second's delay, which is fine in conversation, but it's not okay.
No.
So it actually sounded like we were all singing in unintentional rounds, which was hilarious. And
I imagine there's only certain pieces of music. If the latency perfectly matches, you might be okay. But otherwise, you've got big, big problems.
Exactly. And it was really difficult because the audio channel kept switching between people, switching some people off and switching mid-word. And it was just too hard. So in the end, I said to everybody, just switch yourselves onto mute and I will keep my channel open and you just sing along with me. Then you can be in time with me as you're hearing me, even if you're hearing me a second later. And we don't have to listen to all the latency. So it's a sadness to me that it's only one way when we're actually delivering the live cast, because they can hear us, but we can't hear them. But what I do like is that people are always commenting, and then they send me a photograph of them singing along at home with their iPad, with us on the iPad there, and they're writing, you know, comments about, oh, I love this song and thank you so much and I really feel connected now that I've come to, you know, my regular rehearsal. And I think, you know, just keeping up that routine in people's lives too is quite important. And then after the rehearsal, we go on to Zoom and we have a face-to-face chat with as many choir members as can do that. So that's the way that we're trying to adapt and hold people together and keep people connected and keep them singing. And honestly, singing does lift your spirits. It's quite miraculous. I know there's all the scientific research that backs that up now as well, but, you know, I feel the miracle of it in me every time I sing. If I'm having a less than great day, if I stop and do some singing, I just feel so much better.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds like, you've given us a bit of a glimpse into this already, but it does sound like the community is finding different ways to interact and exchange information, I suppose replacing those side conversations and before and after chats that you'd have when you get together with things like, screenshots, online chats, those sorts of things. Do you think that there is a different type of community building happening because of this enforced online work?
Yeah, I do. I think that people are making more effort to connect with each other and to reach out and to say, you know, how are you doing? You know, what's happening in our little video conferencing meetings after the rehearsal. We've been doing a deliberate round robin check-in and saying, you know, you have the floor. No one interrupt. It's just Jeff's turn to tell us how he's going. And we get to hear each person's story and update. And, you know, you might not get around to doing that for every person at a choir when you're in the room together. So it's sort of bringing us together in a different way, and we're all looking out for each other.
Kath, you are the conductor for the With One Voice Choir, but I believe you actually lead four different choirs. Are you sensing differences between the different choirs in the way that they're dealing with this situation?
I think there's a similarity between how it's going for everybody. Everybody's who is able to access it is feeling very, very grateful that we're keeping the choirs going in this way, and they're feeling, you know, just so happy that they've got that singing happening in their lives and they still feel connected to the community and their friends in the choir. But I guess I am concerned about the people who don't have the access to the technology.
Yeah.
So, you know, we really want to make sure that those people are okay as well. They can't even, like, if you don't have internet at home, you can't go to a library at the moment and grab some internet.
Have you been able to sort of reach out to those people and find ways to help them?
Yeah, so one of our volunteers, she's our sign-in secretary at the welcome desk normally, so she's taking that job on to call around to people. I've made some calls and had some chats with people who are not able to get on the internet. So we're just using the phone, the good old fashioned blow up to get in contact with people.
That's great. Well, Kath, it's been great hearing about what the With One Voice Choir is doing. Thanks very much for joining us on Sunday Extra this morning.
No problem. Thank you.
And keep on singing. I'm sure you will.